Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick Base.
CIQC.
Welcome to Travel World. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the hands of Chad behind the console. Well, we have a special show for you today. It's a bit of our St. Paddy's Day special. We got wearing the special green. We're going to be in the parade tomorrow, walking alongside the float. And we got a lot of special stuff lined up for you today as well.
Yeah, we're going to be talking after 11:15 with Nadine Davidson, who's written a book, Travel with Others Without Wishing They'd Stayed Home, or that you had stayed home, or what have you. We've got on a lot of trips where sometimes we wish we'd remained at home, or whether we could have just dumped the people halfway along the road.
And
the rest stop in White River Junction, Vermont, or where have you.
Rest stop in White River Junction, Vermont.
More than one trip.
Hit
more
the gas, Pete. Hit the gas.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Peter, you wanted to get going. Actually, it was with the Burger King in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
The Burger King in Lebanon,
yeah,
New Hampshire?
Yeah, that was where the sparks began to fly on that trip. And after going through around 4 hours to normally do a one-hour trip through the White Mountains, like 10 miles an hour, through a raging snowstorm and freezing rain and sleet and hail and
not unlike the Traders Ocean Resort in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, there's another great place that I will always remember. Of course, I have that picture of you in your suit on the beach, getting a suntan.
Or the Crafters Guild in Torrance, California.
Oh, that was high. Glad I didn't make that trip. I
like California. I like going to LA, but boy, oh boy, as the Beach Boy song goes, that was the worst trip I've ever been on.
Maybe not so many. And you know, it always surprises me that people before going on the trip, they always say, "Oh, how much fun they're going to be!" And look at me. Oh, I'm going to be so much fun. We'll have so much fun together. Boy, as soon as they get their ticket, they get on that trip. Boy, it's like transformation time.
Oh,
and
man,
you never know somebody until you actually travel with them, and you spend a day or two or more with them.
I think it's disappointing. You'll spend all this time putting a trip together for people who tell you, I want to go. Oh, I've always wanted to go here. I always want to go there. And they talk your ears off about it for at least a year before you finally say, oh, all right.
Finally, you succumb to the pressure.
And you arrange the trip. And once you're on the trip, it's,
boy,
I can't sleep.
I can't sleep. Can I go home? I'll call my father and come and get me, please.
Oh,
yes. I want to take the train to Ottawa. Oh, boy, Ottawa's my favorite place. But, hey, you get there. Hey, want to come home. So the story of our lives. So I think we have to. Story of our lives. We could write a book,
We could. Call it This is the Worst Trip I've Ever Been On. Gee whiz.
Well, we're looking forward to a good trip. Oh, we had a great trip 5 months ago to Hawaii. That was the best yet. And next week we'll be down in Palm Beach County, Florida. Next Saturday, broadcasting from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. And we're traveling with Cynthia Fodor, who's probably the only person we found yet that is a compatible traveling companion. I've been doing that for these trips for 13 years.
Well, she started joining your cult, Steve, and started cracking your jokes before you even thought of them.
Right.
That was a little scary.
Yeah, so people start getting on the same wavelength. But that shows, compatible travelers. I think a lot of times people don't get to know the people before they travel with them. They just, almost like picking a name out of a phone book saying, come join me on a trip. Well, not gonna work too well.
It's amazing how many people want to join us on these trips when it's when you're talking about Hawaii or Florida. I want to go. Am I going to see you on the beach? And it's like, yes, send your own facts. Thank you very much.
You're going to see me on the beach. I will send you a photograph and you will see me on the beach. Hey, I didn't lie.
No. Or you invite, these are the same people who you say, listen, we've got, a free weekend down in Vermont. They've invited us down to come review the place. We have to take a look at it. These people are opening their doors because they'd love to do business with Canadians. And they say, I'm sorry, I have to wax my ferret.
I didn't know that, Global TV had their fall launch dinner in the beginning of June. But, look at the Book of Excuses. Boy, the same Book of Excuses why I can't travel. I think it was the same author, the same Book of Excuses as to why the buses are running late. There's a whole series in a bookstore near you.
This is number 37. Just quote the page number. We'll pick our own.
Today's excuse,
But they wonder why they weren't on the list for Hawaii.
Boy, I wonder. I wonder.
Well, no, it's true, because New England is one of the most underrated places to go.
It's so close to home, yet
so
undiscovered.
Yeah.
Go down there, it's just a couple of hours down the road, and there's so many nice places and so many friendly people.
They're extremely friendly and accommodating. For instance, when we went down to the Inn at Essex, it was incredible how accommodating the gentleman was to us.
Oh, yes, Jim Lamberti and the great food. And there's so many little off the beaten path places just to get off the highway, visit museums. There's historic houses, nice restaurants, nice inns.
Somehow, to some people, it doesn't appeal so exotic, you know, just because it's right
because
over
it's
the
nearby.
Border.
You know, it's like saying there's a trip to somewhere else in Quebec or someplace in Ontario, and they say,
I don't know. You even arranged a Dollar DeSarmo fam trip, didn't you?
Oh, yes. There is the West Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm sure, you know, the Transit Commission is a member, so they give you a free day pass.
You know, arrange a tour of Robbie's house and...
and you could visit the... you know, Chalet Beaconsfield, there's a property tour there, and
lunch at Chinois.
walk around St. Anne Village and Pointe Claire Village, and dinner sponsored at the Topaz Restaurant, and
you know, you and I laugh, these places are very nice places to go visit. We live in a place that everything to offer.
When a few years ago when Vic came, we stopped at a restaurant, I think it's still there, Correal in Vaudreuil. And he was just so surprised that here was a restaurant basically in the middle of nowhere, the exit ramp of Autoroute 40, near the fishing museum. And
Marty's house.
No, there actually is. The sign says, Le Musée de la Pêche. And I said, go down to the Rigolet Street. So there's two branches next door to each other to serve you better. But here was a place, an exit ramp of Autoroute 40, where you wouldn't know it was there, but excellent food, steak, shrimp. There was a pianist. It was just a...
Be careful how you say that.
Yeah.
A man who plays the piano.
Yes, a man who plays the piano was not...
not any
somebody who
had
drank a lot of
right?
iced tea. But the... there was a place that you wouldn't know it was there, and it provided a really great meal for like $9.95 or something. And that just exemplifies the places that you can discover right in your own backyard.
Well, it especially underscores some of the stuff that we like to do, especially local. We do certainly enjoy going down to... places, well, again, New England, north of Boston area. We didn't even know. We went down. I mean, most people just go right to Boston.
Right
you
to Boston, right to
Lowell,
go through.
Lawrence and
the museums there in Lawrence and Lowell. There's Hodges for the ice cream. There's Woodman's for the fried clams. There's the games at Salisbury Beach and the museums in Salem and the arts and crafts in Rockport and Gloucester. They're just all, spend a week there and you wouldn't see it all.
That's right. It's it just goes to show you've got to be careful, you know. Go to a place, but enjoy it for its own merits. I mean, there's lots of stuff. There's the museums. There's a lot of history in places. We've learned to appreciate that, and you got to be sure that your traveling companion as well. At least the author will tell us.
The author will tell us after the 11:15 break. But there are places to get around in the province of Quebec. People going on business. You don't have to spend a lot with Air Montreal. Prices are consistently 50% less than other airlines. You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night. Every seat's the same price. Call today, fly tomorrow. It's just-in-time travel. They leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. Parking is free. No airport improvement fee to pay with Air Montreal. Give them a call at 631-2111 or on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, let's roll it.
Sucking up the coal dust into your lungs, underneath the hills where there is no sun. Try to make a living on a dollar a day.
Everybody knows.
Digging coal at
Pennsylvania.
We left our lawyer and we left our homes. Across the ocean we had to roam, with five gossoons and a scrawny wife, trying to make some kind of a life. Sucking up the coal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Rejuvenate your home with signs of spring at Sears Whole Home Stores. This weekend only, March 13th and 14th, use your Sears card and don't pay for one full year on approved credit. Or pay no interest till May 2000 on all furniture and sleep sets. Ask for details. Sears Whole Home. Get comfortable.
Visit one of 22 Whole Home Furniture and Appliances stores across Canada in Laval at 4000 Autoroute 440.
Hello from Beauvais-Martineau and St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. How you doing? I'm Lita Polson. We are broadcasting live with the best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. Spacious stores. They offer furniture, household appliances, and electronics all under one roof. and a huge parking lot too. So drop on by for the convenience of shopping, especially if you're renovating, you're moving, you're remodeling, or maybe you just need a change. We have over 21 cooktop models to choose from available in store, starting at just $329, with a Frigidaire 36-inch cooktop, two-speed integrated ventilation system that chases away the smoke and odors, a cartridge and a grill included for $399. This is an exceptionally low price with free service. You can protect your investment too with the extended maintenance plan. So check that out too. Come for details. And I believe Martino, we have the half price deals going on right now. That's the half price deals. When you purchase the Gibson washer at the low price of $499, you get the Gibson dryer. That's regularly priced at $369 for just $179. We're here till 5 o'clock at Bruy Martino, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you.
IQC. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. Throw worst of the junkies, worst of the junkies. See how the main sail, see how the main sail. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home, let me go home. I wanna go home, let me go home.
Sorry about that one. Chad hates this song. Oh, my goodness. We have on the line with us Nadine Davidson. But before we get to her, of course, we got to remind our listeners that coming up, watch the Montreal Mirror paper, because we're going to have to be voting for our favorite things in Montreal, and you got to submit your vote. Favorite masseur, Chad Kennemy. So
that time is coming up, and Nadine Davidson joins us now on the line. She's written a book, Travel with Others Without Wishing They'd Stayed Home.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
Well, it's a very interesting book because we can relate to a lot of those experiences, and I'm sure a lot of people buying the book can as well. What led you to write this book?
Well, I've been a travel agent for over 25 years, and in that time I have listened to hundreds of thousands, actually, of people talk about travel. And I've listened to their good times, but I've also heard about the times that friends traveled with friends and then weren't friends again.
Yes. They just want to get back off the plane and say, I never want to see you again.
Right. Or when the kids spent the entire trip fighting in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or when what was supposed to be a romantic getaway ended in the breakup of a relationship.
Yep.
And that's because travel isn't just about where you're going and where you're eating and, you know, what shops you're going to shop in. It's really about people. And it's important to get along with the people you're traveling with. And in order to do this, you really have to understand that there are 9 different types of travelers.
9?
Yes.
List them.
And they all have different needs and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So until you understand what kind of traveler you are and what kind of traveler your companions are, you really might end up wishing they'd stayed home.
Oh, yeah,
a lot of times people don't realize what exactly their own interests are, or they think they're compatible, but under close quarters and under the conditions of stress that are prevalent on travel experience, how two people are going to interact.
That's right. Even if you're married to this person and you've been married to them for a while,
Been married for much longer.
Yeah, they say that the average couple spends about 28 minutes a week talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're finally on the road together for 24 hours a day and they have to make all of these decisions together, then they may find that they are under a lot of stress. And that's when they need to have an understanding of what the other person's expectations are from travel. For example, I had a couple that came to me, and the wife was a mother of three kids, and she was looking for a cultural experience, you know, beyond Teletubbies and Nintendo.
Yes.
So we planned this trip Europe for her and her husband, where they'd go to London and Paris and Rome and Florence, and she was very excited about it. But when she took the itinerary home, her husband said, no way, I don't want to run around all the different countries. I just want to go lay on a beach somewhere and do nothing. Because he was a busy executive, and his idea of the perfect vacation was a resort where there was no phone, no TV, and absolutely nothing to do. So how were these people ever going to be happy on this trip together? So we had to redesign it, and what we ended up doing is taking them to a lovely resort on the Italian Riviera where the husband could relax, and she, my wife, could go shopping if she wanted or go to the museums that were around the area in nearby towns like Rapallo and Santa Margherita. And then after her husband had relaxed, then he was ready to go on a day excursion to Tuscany or up to the French Riviera, and they never had to move from their one basic hotel. So neither one of them got the original trip that they wanted, but they were able in this...
Yeah, you have to compromise.
Right, but you can't always compromise. For example, the two types of travelers I find that are the hardest to get along together are the adventurer,
Stephen and Susan,
and the comfort seeker.
Yeah.
The adventurer got to have some kind of a physical challenge when they travel, and the comfort seeker's idea of roughing it is a 4-star hotel instead of a 5-star hotel. How are these people going to get along? Because
the comfort seeker breaks the legs of the adventure seeker, and the adventure seeker has physical challenges.
Well, that's an original way to do it.
That's what we call extreme travel.
Well, by the time they get down there, at least they'll have a broken mouth or something.
Actually, I had a couple that came to me, and they were arguing, you know, because the wife didn't want to go, and mm-hmm. I could tell that if they went together, she was just going to be complaining the whole time, and he was going to
yep.
be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up doing is sending him, they were going to South America. So we ended, and his dream was to go to the Amazon and camp out in the Amazon.
No, here on St. Jacques, the Amazons.
He got it wrong.
Go on.
Okay.
Anyway, what we ended up doing is saying, okay, you go a week ahead of time to your Amazon, and we made some arrangements for him to meet other people there. And then he flew to Rio, and she met him there in Rio, and they had a very nice hotel and enjoyed all the wonderful cuisine and the nightlife of Rio. So sometimes you don't want to push the other person into a trip that is right for you but not right for them.
True.
Because then one of you is going to be frustrated and unhappy.
And then that sort of boils over to sort of a continual resentment for either the rest of the trip or it comes back afterwards.
Exactly.
20, 30 years later, you remember that time?
Oh. And it was all your fault. And quite often, one person is blamed on the trips for anything that goes wrong. You know, flight's late. You know, Eastern Airlines didn't make the connection. How come I went on this trip with you? I should never have done it.
Yeah.
Things beyond totally beyond your control.
Well, this is rule one of traveling with anyone. No recriminations. You know, none of that, you didn't load the camera right. You're the one who forgot the passport.
You
need to save your energy to fix the problems and to make it a smooth journey. Don't waste your energy on recriminations against each other. You've got to understand that when you do travel, you are in different situations, unexpected situations. So, yeah, you are going to take the wrong road or the wrong turnoff.
Yep.
And you need to expect that and go with the flow and not be constantly...
You want to hear about it for the next 3 days.
You have to sort of just realize that this is a getaway experience and take things as they happen.
Right, and that can be part of the fun, too. Sometimes that's the best thing that happened or the best story afterwards. You know, how you got on the wrong train and ended up in this little town where no one spoke English and... But somebody ended up taking you into their home, and you know, sometimes you end up with a wonderful experience that way. And so that's important, no recrimination.
Now your book deals with mainly preparation. You got to understand the type of the people that you're planning to travel with, and then you find actually pathways to come together on your plans.
That's right, and sometimes these pathways will be different also depending on who you're traveling with. For example, the things that you need to watch out for up front when you're traveling with the boss are not necessarily the same. There's other things that when you're traveling with friends that you need to be aware of. For example, when you're traveling with friends, it's not just are you compatible travel types, but are your budgets compatible?
Mm-hmm.
Because just because you're in the same tax bracket doesn't mean that you like to spend your money the same way on travel. I've had CEOs of companies who wouldn't dream of paying for more than a 2-star hotel in Europe because they're only going to sleep there.
Yes.
And that's not important to them. Whereas I've had people who've made less money who only want to go deluxe because they can't afford luxury on a day-to-day basis, and when they travel, that's their little perk to themselves.
Little treat.
Is to go, you know, and stay in a good hotel or travel first class.
They try to make it a once-in-a-lifetime experience. They figure they won't be back there maybe, and they want to really remember it.
That's right, or hopefully not a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but once-a-year experience at least.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody needs to travel.
They need to get away and that sort of thing. And everyone, when they look at a trip, they look at, the cost, but everyone's definition of cost, would say, oh, someplace reasonable for one person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to look at specific dollar figures and plan a budget before you get on board.
Right, and particularly if you're planning a trip with a friend, how do you know up front whether you're on the same wavelength as far as spending money? And it's very simple. You can ask them a simple question, which is, where did you go the last time, how did you like it? That's number one, to find out what type of traveler they are.
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, I went to Chiang Mai in Thailand, and we went trekking, it was wonderful, and we stayed in the longhouses with the natives, and we ate little chocolate-covered ants.
and you say, see when you come back.
Send me a postcard.
And they loved it. And then you think, gee, last time I went somewhere, I went to that 5-star resort, and I had the gourmet cuisine. Then you might not be on the same wavelength as far as travel goes. And then the next thing you want to ask them is, if you're planning a trip together, how much do you think this trip will cost? Now, if the person says, well, let's see, we're going to be in London, so you better figure $500 a night for a hotel, you know that person likes to stay in the luxe hotel then.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready to spend that kind of money,
Nadine,
that's your indication that you better...
Start planning again.
I hate to interrupt. Can you please stay on the line? We're going to have a break.
Yeah, we're going to
talk about West Palm Beach.
Yeah,
and
West
we'll
Palm
come right
Beach,
back to you.
And we're heading down to Palm Beach County next weekend. We'll be staying at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport, which is a resort-style hotel located on scenic Lake Cloud, 1 mile from Palm Beach International Airport. They operate on the philosophy that an airport hotel can feel much like a resort instead of simply being a convenient location. They have on-property water ski lessons, sand volleyball court, two night-lit tennis courts, oversized swimming pool, just minutes from the beach, trendy Clematis Street, Worth Avenue, all the other activities which have made Palm Beach County a premier destination. So balancing business with pleasure does not have to be mutually exclusive anymore at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport, 1-800-HILTONS. And when down in Palm Beach County, drive around in your luxury vehicle from Prestige of Palm Beach. You know, you give yourself a touch of luxury and touch of prestige when in Palm Beach. We'll be driving in our BMW 323i convertible. Prestige of Palm Beach, family-owned business. People who know Palm Beach County can put you on the right track for museums and shops and restaurants. 1-888-313-7672. Prestige of Palm Beach. Prestige doesn't have to cost a lot.
And in the spirit of the Irish festival coming up, St. Patrick's Day and the parade tomorrow, a little more Irish Rovers. Chad, let's roll it.
Woo! Gather up the pots and the eggs and can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, get the smoke from rising barley. Keep your eyes well peeled today, the big tall men are on the way, searching for the mountain tay and the hills of Condamara. Gather up the pots and the eggs and can, the mash.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Oops. Spill something? Aren't you glad there's Uniprix? From dish soap to detergent, paper towels to bleach, Uniprix has a variety of household cleaning products to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices. Now, Cascade paper towels, two jumbo rolls, just 99 cents. 3.6 liters of regular Javex bleach, only 99 cents. And with more than 200 convenient locations, a helping hand is never far. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Welcome to the Massage Depot. How can I help you?
Yes, I believe there's an appointment under Smith to see Chad, the best masseur in Montreal, at 2 p.m.
Yes. Unfortunately, Chad's busy right now. Sorry about that. Would you like to reschedule or have one of our other qualified masseurs see you?
What do you mean he's busy? The appointment was to see Chad. I'll wait then.
I'm sorry, ma'am. He's going to be busy all day long. I do mean long.
Listen, I came all the way from Toronto just for the appointment. I was told Chad gave the best massage in Montreal, maybe even in Canada. Could you please squeeze me in?
I'm really sorry, ma'am.
I want to see Chad.
Well, we have many other qualified masseurs.
I said I want to see Chad.
Really, really sorry, ma'am, but...
I've been saving for weeks to come to Montreal to experience the hands of the one and only Chad. I want to see Chad, only Chad. Is there nothing I can do?
Ma'am, please calm down. All right. I mean, he's busy all day long. I mean, and for the next few weeks also. I mean, ever since he won the best massage in Montreal, it's been like this.
But that's why I'm here. Please, I've got to see Chad. Is there nothing I can do?
Ma'am.
Please? There must be something I can do.
Okay, all right, all right. It won't be necessary. I'll talk to Chad.
Oh, thank you. I'll wait here.
Okay, ma'am. I've talked to Chad, explained the situation. He's agreed to see you first.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great, ma'am. Okay, you may now go into room number 6.
Okay, just a minute. I'll get my husband.
Your husband?
Oh, yeah. The appointment was for him.
We're back with today's topic, men who love too much. Bob's on the line.
Hi, I love Saturday too much?
Well, that's not really...
I mean, I love the Saturday Gazette's I Love Saturday sweepstakes.
Love the Saturday...
Weekly prizes of expensive watches, trip south, plus a chance to win $25,000.
Bob, do you work at the Gazette?
You've really helped me.
Goodbye, Bob.
The I Love Saturday sweepstakes. You can win $25,000. Details in Saturday's Gazette. A rewarding read indeed.
Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Let me go home. Why don't they let me go?
Man, I was singing that song to myself over and over again when I was down in Los Angeles with somebody at February 96, and I sang it again, of course, in
December 96, north of Boston.
New York City, 1997.
Yeah, when you travel with a princess, that's
and,
what you get.
And the Hands of, that was the Travel World Players doing Hands of Chad episode number 1, of course, our one and only Chad the Engineer here, and that, of course, is signal that soon the Montreal Mirror will be holding its contest for the best of Montreal, and please send in your votes. Vote early, vote often, as they do in PQ elections.
Yes.
And
following the splendid example of Maurice Duplessis.
Yes. and vote for Chad the Engineer as the best masseur in Montreal. So we're talking with
Nadine Davidson.
Nadine, so tell us, you were telling a bit more before the trip. We had to prepare. We had to find out what the people were like who we were traveling with and try to find some middle ground.
Right. In another, we talked about the fact that not only do you need to know what kind of type of traveler your friends are that you're planning this trip with, but also what kind of budget they're planning, and make sure your budgets are compatible. And then there's another thing you need to kind of iron out up front and have an understanding of is how much time you really plan to spend together.
Mm-hmm.
Two couples that I know went on a trip, well, actually, they had met at a resort one year, and they agreed to go back at the same time next year because they had really enjoyed each other's company. And when they went back the next year, the other couple thought, oh, we'll spend all our time together. You know, we'll go sightseeing together, we'll do this together. And the first couple's idea was, oh, maybe we'll get together for a round of golf or get together one evening. Well, these other people seemed to want to spend every minute with them. They were started to look for ways to escape and hide. And they actually ended up making up excuses like, they had a friend who had invited them on their boat.
They bought a ferret and had to wax it.
And so they were trying to hide out from the other couple. So what you want to make sure is that you have the same
expectations.
How much time you're going to spend together. And that can be as simple as writing a little note ahead of time and saying, wow, we're really excited you're going to be in Hilton Head the same time we are. Let's be sure to get together for dinner one evening. Well, that will tell them very clearly that that's about how much time you plan to spend with them.
What do you
or
do?
You might, if you're the other way, you might say, here's an itinerary of things that we'd like to do and see. Do you want to join us on some of these activities? So make it very clear, and you won't have misunderstandings once you're there.
It is an in-advance kind of a preparatory thing. By the time you're ready to commit random acts of violence, it's a little too late, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You'd be at each other's throats. Now, some people, you know, you're talking about vacation travel, but a lot of times you have to travel on business, and you've got to go with work colleagues, a superior, and that can be a very stressful experience as well.
Yes, it can be, and there's certain do's and don'ts. For example, if you're traveling with your boss, for example, just because your boss is sitting in the window seat of a 747, it doesn't make it the right time to ask him for a raise. Just because he's got no escape.
Doesn't make it a good time to garrote them for what they did to you at the office.
No, because, first of all, if they're not prepared to give you a salary review at that time, they may give you the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, if they say, well, I don't want to discuss it right now, it kind of throws a pall over the rest of the trip, and then they're not very willing to share things with you. And they may not ask you to accompany them again because they don't want to be put in that particular...
it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Unless that's what you want, and you didn't want to go in the first place.
A lot of times you're pushed on to going on one of these trips when you have no interest. I mean, it may be fine that you get to stay in the Marriott where the biggest shots
with
stay.
The biggest shots stay at Marriott.
A lot of times you don't want to leave home and you're
right,
sort of buttonholed
and
going.
And not everybody gets to travel first class just because they're traveling for the company either. So sometimes you do have to, you know, go with the budget of the company, and maybe you'll even be asked to share a room with a colleague. And if you're the kind of person who is a very private person and does not like to do that, about the only thing you can do is, you know, offer to pay for your own room if this is really important for you. And what that does is it telegraphs, number one, that it is an important issue to you, and number two, that you still have, you know, the benefits of the company at heart because you understand that they have a certain budget for travel. So that's one thing you could do, and if that doesn't work, you can snore the first time, and they'll never ask you again to share.
Yes.
make enough of a mess in the room. Turn the air conditioner up so it's like as if you're in the Thermo King freezer. Do as many obnoxious things as you possibly can think of, and they'll make you stay in your own room next time.
Remember, you got back in your room, and you could see your breath.
Oh, yes.
It was the middle of July. Yes,
so some people in the studio can see themselves in that situation.
I know. I saw you doing that. You should have seen your face. Oh, my goodness.
Of course, you also have to travel sometimes with children, not necessarily your own children, but others' children. We're going to be doing that next week, and I can just picture what's going to happen. So traveling with other people's kids.
Oh, Danny and Jake?
Yes.
Well, Jake is not the problem. Your problem is Danny, her husband, Steve. Don't worry about it.
So you're traveling with other people, and when they bring their family and their everyone else along, more people can sometimes mean more aggravation.
Jake just
yes, and it takes a lot more planning. Even if when you're traveling with somebody else's kids, for example, it's great because the kids can entertain each other. You can give them all little responsibilities so that they all help, you know, with the burden of the trip. There's a lot of pluses to that, but the one thing you want to make sure of is that you know who your child is bringing in and that they're going to be a good kid or a kid that you can handle and will go with your type of discipline. Because you don't want to just say to your child, oh, bring somebody, you know, whoever you want to bring, and not have had that child over to dinner or interacted with them so that you can see that they're not going to be Dennis the Menace on the road.
Hyperactive monster.
Number one, you want to check them out first. There's a checklist that you want to give the parents in advance of such things as what are their... what is their normal bedtime, for example? Because if they're used to going to bed at 8:30 and you keep that child up to 10 o'clock, then don't be surprised if their behavior deteriorates.
That's for sure.
What movies do the parents allow them to see? Do they allow them just to see G movies or PG movies?
And if they say Barney, it's immediate off the list.
And then also, something that's often overlooked is what is that child's normal religious observances? Because a child... maybe used to going to church on Sunday, and maybe they're a little too shy to ask about it on the road if you're on a road trip. You want to make or present an opportunity for that other person's child to have the normal religious observances that they would have.
And try to keep their routine as much as normal.
Yeah.
Make it a bit different, but you know, don't make it such a traumatic difference that it's going to throw everything out of kilter.
Well, it's not just a question of normal routine for the child, but also they might feel guilty if they don't say grace before meals, and they might have, you know, an uncomfortable feeling about it and just be too shy to voice it. Another thing you want to know is what are their allergies, if any? Are they allergic to strawberries? What are the foods they will always eat? Because way you know you could, there's always something you could feed them if they like hamburgers or fries. And what is their, a little checklist of their medical history, like they have frequent ear infections, they need glasses to see the movies. Just a little checklist, and you get that off to the parents and have them fill that out, and, you know, then you're set, you know.
Nadine, would you stay online? We're going to head for another break, and we're headed now to talk about Reboot Computer Centers in the West Island. It's a little computer store that cares. It's there in the Valois Shopping Center, 20... Actually, Donegany, and your source is in the 20, and their little place you go to, they care about you, they'll know you as a customer. Go to the little computer store that cares, 428-1919, that's 47 Donegany, Reboot Computer Stores. Following the break, we're coming back with Nadine Davidson and maybe a little bit from Sandra Phillips. Talk to you later. Chad.
It's been so long since we met. I really think that friends like us should get together more often. I'll be PO2. How are you? How are you? How are you?
VP's window opens to the west. Sun goes down, the birds go to their nests. Breezes from the east run through her mind, and thoughts of winter make her hard to find.
Hello from Bourg Matineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. I'm Lita Polson, where quality always meets low prices, with home theater packages for you available in store. We have the big promotion on the... They are the home theater specialists, by the way, Bourg Matineau. The Harman Kardon JBL Dolby Surround ProLogic home theater package, including... 175-watt total audio video receiver, AC3 compatible, a 5-CD carousel for $19.99, 5 speakers included. You can check out the sound quality of the products, too, available in-store in the sound rooms here. And also over 98 color TV models to choose from 9 inches to 70 inches, starting at $179. And on promotion this week in the JVC 32-inch stereo color TV with exclusive hyper surround and front firing speakers, 700 line horizontal resolution, 2 audio video inputs, and the S video input that assures the best quality image for $989, 36-month guarantee. Protect your investment too with the extended maintenance service plan at Bruy Martineau. We are here till 5 o'clock on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hey there, it's me, the king with a king-size appetite, here to tell you about Mike's new value pizzas. Why, it's left me all shook up. You see, you get 2 taster 12-inch pizzas for only $13.99. But not just any pizzas, square pizzas, which means a lot more pizza. And the only thing I love more than pizza is a lot more pizza. So don't be cruel, little mama. Try Mike's all-new value pizzas. Takeout or delivery in 30 minutes or it's free. Call 514-731-3030. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bend. Telephone 271-5058.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil's got my soul.
Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console. Well, that was an abrupt end. Anyway, I guess the cut
falling off the cliff,
something like that.
Abruptly.
And we're talking with Nadine Davidson about how to travel with others without wishing to you killed them or something like that.
Want to do at least see them again
without wishing they'd stayed home. First of all, we're going to get into the availability of this book afterwards. But you got a few more things I want to ask you. There's a whole section here, Nadine, about what should you discuss with your boyfriend or girlfriend before you set off on a romantic getaway together.
That's right, because. First of all, you want to have an understanding of what this trip means to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the expectations are different on both sides.
It could be different. It could be that one's thinking, ah, he's asked me to go to Maui. He must love me.
Right.
And the other side is, I ask everybody to go, all my girlfriends to go to Maui.
Are you going to meet them there, too, on national TV?
So hopefully you will have an understanding or have an understanding. You should have an understanding up front of
Chad.
What... Exactly. What strings are attached to this trip, if any? Does it mean now you're dating exclusively because you've gone on this trip together? Mm-hmm. Or does it mean you love each other? You have to have some understanding up front of what this trip means, because some people base their expectations on what was true with their last boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
And that may not be true this time. One of the things that one of the expectations that often is there is the expectation of sexual intimacy. And if people don't know each other well and they go off on a trip and they're not ready for that, they need to make that up clear before they ever go off on the trip. There are some people who may go simply because they want to go to that destination.
Yeah, it's a free trip. Let's go.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Poco, that sounds great.
Little do they know that Thursday is your night in the barrel. Anyway.
So make sure you have a very clear understanding and you set the parameters up front. You don't. If your idea is, well, I really want to go on the trip, but I really don't want to do
that.
Get off the boat.
Stay home.
Throw them overboard.
Stay home, because otherwise it could create a lot of anger if one person expects, that you're going to be sexually intimate and the other person is not ready for that and doesn't expect that.
Stephen had this little nightmare of inviting these two women down to hedonism, too, and they both get together and go, well, you're so pretty. No, you're so pretty.
and they hit it off, and then nothing for me.
And that doesn't mean that, by the way, that all trips are like that. You know, just make sure you understand ahead of time. And if that whether you want separate rooms or the same room, make sure you know up front. So you don't get there and say, gee, this isn't what I thought.
Mm-hmm. You just get to the front desk and you check in, and after taking like a 10-hour flight, and said, what do you mean we have to share a room, you know?
Exactly.
Not the time to bring it up.
Another important thing when you're traveling with a boyfriend or a girlfriend is have a clear understanding of who pays what.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these people often base their expectations on what was true with their last friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if they traveled with a previous boyfriend and they expect that this new boyfriend is going to pay for everything and he thinks they're going to go Dutch, there again you can set a very bad tone for the whole trip. So make sure you have a clear understanding up front of who's paying for what. And if you're willing to pay for part of your trip, but let's say you can't afford all of it, make that clear. You can say, gee, if you can cover my airfare, then I think I can, come up with enough money for the hotel and for the sightseeing or my ski lessons or whatever it is that you're going off on. The other thing you want to make sure of is that who pays the cancellation penalties if you break up.
Yeah, that's always something to consider. Mm. You plan a trip a long time in advance and looking forward to it, and then say, we're going to go to Los Angeles in May.
Yeah, we're going to Los Angeles in May. Better make sure you can change the ticket to Reed Keith.
Yeah.
That's right, because today often you can't. They're non-refundable tickets.
Yeah.
And once you have a ticket in that other person's name, you can't get your money back for that ticket or even get the use of that ticket because they're non-transferable.
Another good idea Stephen had was to keep the return voucher so that if
down or...
Right. So even though this fellow had bought insurance, it wasn't going to cover this situation.
And of course, when you travel to some of these destinations, there's the stress and aggravation if you're meeting other people and, there are wandering eyes out there. So.
Oh, listen, this is a real no-no. Because when you plan a romantic getaway with someone or a honeymoon, the one thing you expect to be is the focus of that other person's attention.
Yeah.
Now, is that always true once you've been married 10 years? Probably not. Probably not even after a year. Then the football game will take precedence usually over that romantic walk on the beach.
Well,
but
if she says, I want to take Lance the trainer with me, then you have a pretty good idea.
But when you're going on a trip, for the first time with a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you're planning your honeymoon, you have very high romantic expectations from these trips.
Sure.
And the one thing you want to make sure of is that the other person is the focus of your attention.
Yep.
And you don't have the wandering eye syndrome, and that you don't spend the entire time, watching football games when you could be out doing something together.
Nadine, this is a very valuable book. We've taken a look through it. We've read some of the advice, and it's very good advice to a lot of people. You'd avoid a lot of conflict by that kind of thing. Where is your book available?
The book is available through bookstores or online bookstores like Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, or by calling 800-356-9315. 800-356-9315.
So you can get it in most bookstores. It's called Travel with Others Without Wishing They'd Stay Home. You have a little nice picture on the front of somebody who's got one of these baggage carts packed full, and there's a dog in a cage, too. You got to also understand how to pack, and you cover that.
And there's checklists and a lot of information that you just go step by step to help avoid those problems.
You can
even where to find a doctor if you're traveling abroad.
A lot of very helpful information. Nadine Davidson, I want to thank you for joining us today. And again, travel with others without wishing they'd stayed home.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Much obliged.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Steve, next week it's
West Palm Beach. Coming to you from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, from the broadcast booth at Roger Dean, and talking all about the great things there are in Palm Beach County at the Palm Beach Airport Hilton, driving around with Prestige of Palm Beach and visiting all the attractions Palm Beach is famous for.
Might be nice to go down and see the expos. I mean, it's been a kind of dream of mine to actually go to see them at spring training.
Been a dream, and Bill Stoneman said he'd take us all around, give us a tour, and looking forward to it.
That's right, you're on a first-name basis with these people,
Bill
aren't
Stoneman,
you?
Bill Stoneman, Jim Beattie, know them, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be seeing you next week, broadcasting live from West Palm Beach. It's Willem Baggett, Stephen Pickford, and the hands of Chad behind the console. Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600, CIQC.
Chad.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. Viewpoint.